Carol Lovato was born in Chicago. Her father was in the military, so the family moved around a lot, to New Mexico, California, and Germany. When it came time for her to choose where to live as an adult, she went to the place where she felt happiest as a child, Albuquerque, and she found a job that was just right for her.
I was a history teacher at Bulldog City Albuquerque High for 30 years.
Carol loved teaching. She lives in an old adobe house in Albuquerque's North Valley. Sitting on a couch surrounded by bookshelves, she lights up just talking about the idea of giving out homework assignments. But in 2004, it was time to move on.
I was wearing out, and it's not that I was burned out. I was just looking like the bag lady in my yearbook pictures, and I said to myself, it's time to let somebody younger do this.
As a retiree, Carol has time to take her granddaughters to ballet, to read about current events, practice the violin, and play the piano.
This is a Weezer, made in Chicago in 1926.
It's hard for Carol to pass up the opportunity to connect contemporary politics to history. She used the experiences of past presidents handling the issues of their day to encourage her students to think critically about politics today.
How did Roosevelt handle these things? How did Lincoln do it? How did Jefferson? Jefferson had a very bitter election campaign against John Adams. They called themselves, each other, such terrible names that it makes contemporary politics look nice.
When it comes to her own perspective on politics, Carol considers herself a progressive.
I've been a Democrat all my life. That, I think, is defensible, given my sympathies with the majority of people and their well-being. I think the Democratic Party has done a much better job.
Carol is thinking about several issues in this year's campaign: women's rights, the environment, and how many more of her former students in the military might get sent to Afghanistan. Carol also says she's worried about job opportunities for her former students.
The loss of jobs for every segment of people, particularly the young. Some of the really high-educated, high-tech jobs, which are so well-paying, are not jobs that are young people, not the people that I taught, not the majority of the kids that went through Albuquerque High, could not and would not want to have jobs like that. So why should they then be forced to take menial service, part-time, low-paying, and with no advancement and no security and no benefits? I think that's demoralizing.
Although Carol is Anglo, she married into a Hispanic family, and she sees the demographics of the nation shifting. Carol says she watched news coverage of both the Republican and Democratic conventions earlier this year, and one thing stood out to her about the Republicans.
The one in Tampa was almost entirely white people, older white people. Not that I don't like older white people. I probably look like one. But the country is changing. The country is in need of supporting new people and giving them the best we have.
Carol says she hopes investment in young people, especially in Hispanic and Native American communities in New Mexico, is a priority for elected officials. Carol Lovato plans to vote for the Democrats this year, and she plans to vote early. For KUNM, I'm Sarah Gustavus.